An innocent man in prison for 17 years, Jerry Conlon, of what became known as the Guildford Four, gave a spellbinding address in Trinity College Dublin last November about the devastating effects of miscarriages of justice. In his case, even his father Giuseppe was arrested and imprisoned until his death because he tried to secure his release.
The last time I seen my father alive was Friday the 18th of January 1980. I'm trying to pull the oxygen mask off his face. My death's going to be the key that opens the door to your cell that gets you out.
Giuseppe Conlon, we place your name above our door. Welcome strangers here to these cold barren shores. Wrap around them.
Well, I just remember having met him when he was in prison and met him when he just came out, and I had no memory of him being as articulate as that, even though he did have a certain kind of strength of delivery. I'm Nuala Kelly, and I was the coordinator of the Irish Commission for Prisoners Overseas, which was a subsection of the Bishop's Commission for Emigrants. And the reason that the commission was set up was to really to try and support the families of people who were in prison in England. But I was absolutely overwhelmed with the way he coordinated his speech, how he connected up so many issues that at first glance don't seem to be connected, how he could link with the kinds of issues about secrecy and whistleblowing and abuse of power in the Chelsea Manning case and the Bradley Manning case to his own cases and the cases of the other prisoners, and how the need for whistleblowers is such a pervasive need throughout the world really at this point, but also how difficult it is to get that because there's such overwhelming, force against it, and people's rights are abused constantly in trying to protest their innocence, that it becomes very, very difficult for whistleblowers to actually come out and do like what Chelsea Manning did.
Bradley Manning's kept the contract between the people and himself. Because us as people elect politicians to go into power on our behalf, to enrich our lives, to keep us safer, and to give us better economic conditions. We don't elect them to get into bed with oil companies. We don't get into bed with the likes of Cheney's Halliburton and all the rest. And we don't get them to bail out the bankers. We needed a Bradley Manning here when the Anglo-Irish Bank was collapsing and people were being taxed to death and having to dig them out of a hole. That's what we needed.
Chelsea's mother is staying with me this week, and she was just talking about her sister who went to visit Chelsea and trying to work out which prison he was going to be in. And right to the wire when they were travelling, they couldn't get confirmation of where Chelsea was going to be. So very similar issues. And I know also from the ICPO, the Commission for Prisoners Office in London, that they're still dealing with similar issues of trying to find out where prisoners are. And as the prisons are privatised in Britain at the moment, that makes it even more difficult because it's the interests of logistics companies that are served as opposed to the needs of prisoners or their families.
I'm just
Jenny Bove. I live in North Wales, and I've been involved in Chelsea Manning Solidarity for the last 4 years, I would say. And for the last year, we've been supporting the family directly. Jerry was just really down to earth, really offering really practical support to them, and an encouragement, and really obviously understood, you know, the difficulties that families have in this sort of situation, and he spoke so powerfully that night. You know, it was such a powerful speech, and you know, it's just very distressing that he isn't with us anymore.
What did he say to you that evening? Did he give you any advice?
I was talking about the need to build a campaign to get everyone involved, to get MPs, TDs, you know, our electeds. Really, a strong thread through Jerry's work seemed to be about making sure that our elected politicians actually do work for us, and that we do hold them to account, and we don't let them just get away with being politicians, that they're there, we've elected them, they're for us, they've got to do their work. And, you know, I think that was what he was encouraging us to do. And And he did offer some support, which unfortunately we weren't able to take up. But we've had this Irish, fantastic Irish solidarity, which is just amazing. So we made contact with the family about a year ago, direct contact, and from that we've built this little core of solidarity, and that would be really nice to see that extended. So we've had these events that really have supported the family, and I think given, you know, they maybe haven't previously felt terribly supported, and I think now, you know, there's this warmth and this sort of belief that people do care. We were in Haverford West the other day, in Pembrokeshire. It's where Chelsea's mother lives and where other members of the family are from. And we met a young man there who came up to us and said that he had been in Chelsea's class at school, or obviously he was talking about Bradley because that's how he remembers Bradley. And he said that I said, what was it like being in school with Bradley? What sort of person was he? And he said, Bradley always spoke out for people who were being oppressed, or people who, you know, if he saw something wrong. The example he used was a young lad who came to the school, was disabled and had come from another country, and kids were making fun of him. And Bradley went up to them and said, don't do that, you leave him alone.
And as the evening drew to a close, John Maguire of Afri, who describes himself as a recovering academic, suggested to the supporters of Chelsea Manning that they might consider making A Book of Hours a concept which has its genesis in medieval times.
These were wonderfully rich objects, visually rich, verbally rich objects, that were prepared for the most isolated people in medieval societies, the kings, the queens, the dukes. One of the most famous is the very rich hours of the Duke of Berry, the Duc de Berry. And I suddenly thought, why don't we make A Book of Hours, A Book of Days for Chelsea? Bring it about that on every single day she's in prison, apart from the other wonderful things that people are doing in support, she will be saying to herself, what will it be today? What will be the offering today? That somebody might send a drawing, a photo, a joke, a poem, a song, whatever, anything. And it could, of course, go viral, and I hope it would. And that would be a show of solidarity. But I also hope that it would end up, after a year, if there's going to be another year of this horror, as a hard copy, an actual object to be brought and, if possible, given to Chelsea.
I am Chelsea Manning.